Would you like to come and stall it?
Ah, will you just stall it, look?
I'd like to come and stall it.
I'm not really in the mood.
Well, come on and bleed and stall it.
Yeah, house hatcher.
I'm not a house hatcher.
We'll stall it for a crack. We're gonna have a laugh.
Hello.
Yeah, we're good.
Are you out there?
Is there anybody in there?
Are you out there? I'm talking to you.
Imagine this,
John.
This was the imagine the world ended, and there was only like one person left on Earth, and this was the only piece of audio left.
Like I am legend when he keeps trying to see if there's anyone out there through radio signals and stuff.
Do you think if there was one baby born today and everyone else died, what and the baby grew up and could only listen to this podcast, do you think the baby would figure out a way to understand what we were saying?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Do you think he'd learn language?
They'd have to. Yeah, it's like a baby born anywhere. Like, they always just adapt to whatever is in front of them. Like.
But that's because people are talking to the baby.
But they were still talking to... Like, it's not like we're talking to a... it's not like we're talking to the baby, but we're still talking, so it has to like absorb that somehow.
So let's say you landed in Morocco.
I'd love to.
And there was nobody else on the planet.
Okay.
And you just had like one Moroccan podcast to listen to. Do you think you would be able to figure out?
No.
Arabic?
Absolutely not.
What they were even saying?
No. No. Not even
a... We were the baby.
It's new. New. It's a new baby, like.
But the baby, it's only when the baby's a little bit older, like 8, 9, 10, that he might accidentally press play on this magic box and hear you going, hello? Is there anyone out there?
They wouldn't know what I'm saying. It's a bit, what language would they speak before that?
Nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
So they couldn't interpret what that even is then. It'd be like, hello, is anyone out there? It's just like,
Yeah.
Which is like, oh, it'd be like
caveman.
Yeah.
It'd be like a caveman listening to a podcast.
And the cycle starts again.
Da 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 da. No, that's Star Wars. I'm trying to think of Space Odyssey.
Dun 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 dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun dun dun.
Roy, this is a bonus episode and we're not talking about all of that, yeah?
Yeah.
We're answering questions from the lads.
Questions answered and answers questioned. Is that fair to say?
Ooh, I like it.
It's good. I stole that. I think it was from an old, was it the Irish Times or the Indo? Used to be like, it's a great tagline. Questions answered, answers questioned. Does it make sense now that I say it out loud?
No, it was pure journalism, kind of like...
Very pure.
We're questioning the answers.
And then we're answering the questions, fair enough. But not only that, the answers you give will be questioned.
Yeah, it's pretty standard now.
It is journalism.
That's exactly what we're doing here.
Yeah. We are journalists. Yeah.
We're not.
Yeah, we are.
Well, I don't... Yeah,
I'm no journalist.
But you learn about life from this podcast, I would think.
Why don't I do in the moment and then forget it?
Not you, the people listening.
They don't.
They do, yeah.
They don't.
Well, they're about to learn a lot. Here we go. Lads, is it just me, but I am always the one that moves out of the way while walking against people on footpaths. I'm starting to think I should stop moving and take some pricks out of it, as I don't think many people would move and try walk through you. Love the show, Killian.
Have you fair point.
That? Are people worse on the pavements since COVID?
I feel like I move out of the way more so than... Not moving out of the way for people.
Because of your size.
What's that supposed to mean?
You're a big unit, Darren.
As in height or width?
Your height.
You take up the height, whole footpath.
Your height doesn't have anything to do with you being in the way.
Darren doesn't walk in public.
Oh yeah, fair enough.
I have to walk up the Dawson Street now after this and I'm afraid.
Oh God, do you? You can walk in public?
9 minute walk. Forgot my headphones.
Oh Jesus, your own thoughts. Fuck.
What are you going to do?
The thoughts of even mixing with the general public.
Oh, man. Do you want me to you can have me jacket, you can put it over your head or something. Do you want me to walk?
Will you walk me down with your jacket over my head?
What you do is put the jacket over your head and get on Joe's scooter and just kind of glide through.
I'd just end up going into a wall and it'd be even worse then. Because I'd have to like get up and everything and people would be definitely looking at that. What was the question?
How many selfies are you going to be asked for if you're walking to Dawson Street?
Six, maybe.
Six?
Yeah. None. Like, none. Someone will just go, Daryl, hunky dory, hey. I go, the insulation fella. And I'll be like, yeah.
The what fella?
The insulation fella.
Oh, right. What was the question?
Any biscuits?
Is it just me? Killian said it's always him that moves out of the way. He's going to stop doing it.
Killian's a slow walker then. See, I overtake people. Nobody ever overtakes me.
I think he's talking about people coming in the contra traffic, the like coming up against him.
Yeah.
Talking about footfall, like.
He's the one that steps out of the way to let them through. He's tired of it.
Yeah.
He's having a bit of a falling down moment here. I think he's just done with it.
I find that kind of irritating because I move out of the way and I even drop the shoulder.
To like go.
Sideward stand, like.
Almost like. Yeah, I know what you mean.
No, it's slipping past. And then they don't do anything. They
fit
stand
through a gap in a wall, like.
They stand square and they're like, oh, we'll hit anyone.
They're squaring up to you, like.
Yeah, they're trying to start.
All you do move out of the way, people to be starting on me.
Fuck.
What do you move out of the way for?
Couple, you know.
You're being polite, are you?
Even if I'm walking with me board, I don't walk too abreast.
Me board is so funny when it's your wife.
Me like, mom.
It's like Morris's girlfriend. Fella's married about 20 years.
But even you, if I was walking down the road with you, I wouldn't feel comfortable walking like side by side. I'd nearly have to kind of get in behind you if it was busy.
People
walk too abreast. Or even cyclists will cycle too abreast on the road. I'm like, you for real?
Abreast.
Woo!
Get that one out of the way.
Answers, questions, questions, answers.
If you're going to keep saying it more than once, you might as well get it out of the way.
That was good.
Yeah, I'm always moving away, out of the way for people. Always.
Here's one for you. Even though, like, this is not from the listener, but just in terms of social etiquette and stuff. If you're in a supermarket.
I've been in many of them.
If you're in Lidl, you're allowed to talk about.
Which is good.
If you're in Lidl and you're in a queue and it's busy and then they open up another
aisle.
And so you're next, you're next to the conveyor belt and there's about four people behind you.
Yeah. Should you be letting...
When they open a new aisle...
Should you be letting the ones on that are waiting on the other one over?
Who gets into that aisle? You or the people behind you?
Whoever's quickest to the button.
Oh, it's a free-for-all?
Yeah.
That's chaos. There should be an etiquette. Something needs to be... We need a regulation for that.
I think whoever... If you're in a queue with like loads of people and they open up a new lane, I think the person at the very back should go over.
No.
Because that's me. I do that.
But you've been queuing for ages.
So you think the person next on the lane that's already open?
Yeah.
No, the last person.
Fucking no way, man.
That's what I said there isn't the right way of doing it, is it? What would you do? If you were last, would you?
I'm just trying to think now. If you're stuck behind somebody with a huge basket or a huge trolley of stuff, and they're going to take ages, if a new lane opens, I think you should be given... First,
you should. Mm. But instead, it's like whoever's at the back feels like they're not part of the queue, so they get to join forced.
Yeah, that's my mentality with that, actually.
Yeah, and I think that's unfair.
Doesn't matter.
There's another thing that I want to question you on, and I haven't figured it out yet, because I felt like a dickhead. I'd done a shop in Lidl, and there was someone behind me, and she didn't have loads of stuff.
You let them go.
I didn't let her go. But, like, I kind of felt bad that I didn't let her go. But it was like, if she had one thing, I'd let her go. I'd say, go on. If she had two things, I'd let her go. But she kind of had, like, six things.
No.
That's too many?
Six is too many, yeah. Three.
Well, I'd let someone go with six things.
Would you? No, three.
Three is the cut-off.
I would say three, yeah.
And more than three in your way.
Sorry, yeah.
If they have three things, go to the self-service.
It's not all self-service. They don't all have self-service now.
Did you not? I'd let someone go with six things.
No.
With six things?
Yeah.
That's a basket. I think you have to be able to hold it in your hand.
Exactly, yeah.
Now, if they had like a basket, I'd let them go. Even if there was 10 things in it.
But then what if the person behind her had six things?
I'd say, oh, hang on now, can't be letting everyone up there.
But you let her go. I'd be saying, but you let her go. She had six things, now you're letting...
Homes to go there. You can wait, I don't.
It's a risky game letting someone go in front of you.
It's like when you let someone out at a junction, like, or whatever. You can't let everyone out. Just let one person out and then go.
So six. You're saying three.
I'd say minimum three, yeah.
Three.
Well, yous are fucking horrible.
Yeah.
Hope I'm never behind yous in a queue. With six things.
So seven things and like you're not letting them go.
Just if there's a, if they have a bat, notice like standard baskets.
You can put a lot of things in the standard baskets.
You probably fit like 8 to 10 things in it, depending on what it is.
You could do a shop in one of them baskets.
not my fucking shops.
God. There's about 15 people living in York Avenue, they do a shop.
I know. It's Amy. Buying all the expensive cakes.
The buns.
Yeah.
I just wanted to figure that one out. Yeah, it's been bugging me. So.
And it's still going to bug you.
Yeah. I still don't feel satisfied with it.
The Sleep Outfitters 4th of July sale is here and the deals are hot. Right now, save $500 on best-selling Tempur-Breeze mattresses from Tempur-Pedic. Plus, get $25 off all Tempur-Breeze pillows, sheets, and protectors. And with exclusive bed match diagnostics, Sleep Outfitters helps match you to the perfect mattress for deeper, cooler sleep. Plus, enjoy free white glove delivery and setup and our lifetime price guarantee. Deals like this don't come often and they definitely won't last. Hurry into Sleep Outfitters today.
James in Georgia.
Oh, he's back.
He's back. James has been quiet. Who is one stranger that you will never forget? We've all had that chance encounter with someone for maybe just a minute or two that left a lasting impression on you. For me, it was a woman from Louisiana whose car broke down near my uncle's auto shop. It's too much to get into here, but my big takeaway from that was she had hairy underarms and a pair of overalls that were written all over with Sharpie with phrases like, "Living the good life and take it easy." And she rolled her own smokes, which is not common where I'm from.
Well, that's the worst case scenario. Yeah,
any meetings with strangers that you won't forget. James, very specific. But anyway,
that was a very American email.
That was almost like ChatGPT. Can you write me a...
Louisiana...
Is this James as well, is it?
Both from James, yeah. Dill Pickle.
Dill Pickle, yeah. I'm starting to doubt James from Georgia.
We've had these doubts before, have we?
Yeah, suspicious.
What about when we went to see the fortune teller or the medium?
She was an interesting character, yeah. Yeah, very interesting.
That stuck with you?
Kind of. Mm. It's just a weird kind of thing. Not weird, like interesting more so. Weird environment. No, she was, like, it's not weird, but, like, it's just mad. And she was eccentric enough as well, wasn't she? I told you loads of times about the chap that's always stopped me in the shop.
For chats?
For chats. Mm. Sticks with me. He sticks with me every day. Stuck to me.
We done the Camino de Santiago and there was a German fella. So the Camino de Santiago, you walk from France down across the top of Spain. And this fella from Germany, like we were doing it and then met up with him along the way, not intentionally, just along the same route. And then we finished it kind of parallel to each other. But he started off in Germany. He started a business and made loads of money and he had a family and stuff and instead of doing his business, he packed it all in, cashed in his money, and just started walking from Germany, across Germany, the far side of Germany, down through Switzerland, down through France, and then that's when we met him in Spain. Just walking for about 6 months.
Jesus.
I can't even go to Dawson Street.
And I'm like, what about your kids now? Like, he had like a 10-year-old daughter. I'm like, sorry. Just left them on.
Just walked for 6 months?
Yeah.
Must have been mad in the head, was he?
I don't know.
There's a man walking around the world. He's getting around the world on foot. And he left in 1998. And it's taken him that number of years to get all around the world. And he's now in Europe. He's getting back to where he started from. And he should get there in a couple of months. But it has taken him... untold number of years, or it was a bit later than 98, but like for like 10 or 15, 16 years he's been walking around the world, never stopped, because he wants to do it by foot.
Over 20 years
though, so he gets the Bering Strait,
27 years,
he has to wait for it to freeze over and then he gets on the ice floes and jumps from one to the other to get across the sea.
I don't believe that, Ed, you're acting the bollocks.
I'm telling you right now, it's a fact.
You're telling me there's a man out there walking since 1998 jumping across ice fucking
he refuses ice. He is getting from one point to the other.
I believe you up until then. I believed you up until
I'm going to look it up at some stage, and I'm going to ring in the middle of the night.
Is he going around the equator, or is he going around?
He's just plotting a route that you can only walk from one around the globe. That he can't take plane, train, or automobile. Has to be by foot.
Ah, but it's not connected. It's all over.
You can get around, yeah.
Can you?
Yeah.
How?
So he's walking on water and everything.
Get me a globe. Can't.
Do you know, you start now and we'll come back to you in 12 years.
Sure. Ireland's an island, so you couldn't walk on Ireland.
No.
Unless are we talking about Jesus Christ? Is that what we're talking about?
Actually, he did look a little hairy around the jaw. Let me just double check here. Amongst yourselves.
What's the furthest you've walked?
That's the road to the shop. Over to get a coffee. I walked home from town a few times in my younger years after the night out.
Yeah.
Because the taxi drivers wouldn't bring us home.
British adventurer Carl Bushby is attempting the longest unbroken walk in human history, covering over 36,000 miles since starting in 1998. Currently in the final stretch, he aims to walk all the way back to his hometown of Hull, though his massive journey has been temporarily complicated by visa and logistical hurdles. The strict rule of his expedition is to walk a completely unbroken path around the world, meaning no planes, cars or boats are permitted. He started at the southern tip of Chile, walked through the deadly Darien Gap between Panama and Colombia, trekked across the Americas, crossed the Bering Strait on foot and traversed Russia. To avoid using motorised ferries or transport across bodies of water, Bushby successfully swam the 186 Caspian Sea over 31 days. However, upon reaching Europe, his quest to walk through the Eurotunnel to complete his journey was denied due to safety and operational reasons, forcing him to find alternative non-motorised ways to cross the English Channel.
So when he does it, people are just going to say, fair play to you.
I know, I think something happens to somebody's brain.
When they do that?
They just can't stop.
Like he's from Hull as well, which is weird. Not weird, but like, I thought it was going to be somewhere better than Hull.
But how's he buying food? Like, are people like, he must be raising money along the way. But like, that's what he's done. He swims where he can't walk, or else he'd go across the ice.
So he's sitting there one day watching the telly or something and then just goes, I'm going to walk around the fucking world.
Yeah.
Fuck this.
I'm going to walk around the world.
Isn't that amazing?
Bringing his job and all. Here I'm leaving. I'm going on a walk.
Right, final question. Jamie from Finglas. Would you rather accidentally like an ex's photo from 2018 or send them €500 by mistake?
Send them €500. Jesus, imagine the repercussions now if you like the ex's photo. Oh! Oh!
Is £500 not worse?
No.
Not with this podcast. So the way he's paid.
Oh yeah.
Jesus. The fucking imagine that. Yeah, your life would be on the line. You'd be putting your life in your hands.
You'd hear the wife screaming from.
Maybe that's what happened to Carl Bushby.
Yeah. Who the fuck?
He's just like, oh shit.
What the fuck? I don't even have any exes.
Oh.
So I'd go with that one. I'd be liking nothing.
Friend of mine broke up with his girlfriend, and then another friend of ours liked one of our posts.
Uh-oh. Was there war?
Because she was single?
Yeah.
That's weird.
After, like, newly becoming single, but, like, you know. Imagine you broke up with Amy, and then Amy put up a post, and then I liked it, and then put like an emoji with heart eyes.
It's
or
not
something.
Mad that it comes down to that, though. Like, that's what it's judged on. Like,
literally just liking a post.
So weird.
And was he confronted by the friend or
no?
We
were just talking about. Saying, see, he fucking liked that. Like, it's a bit sneaky, isn't it? It's a little bit like, what are you doing, man? You can't be that. You can't be doing that.
Oh.
No, you're fucking liking, blading the boards, the ex-boards fella. I was like.
That is weird.
Isn't it? Oh, boy, yeah, look. Player's going to play.
Did he go on a date or anything?
No.
They're married 12
They're
years.
Married. Yeah. Just got married yesterday, actually, in a registry office.
We all went apart from him. It was a lovely day.
Yeah. We actually don't talk to him anymore. He just accepted that he's Will.
Yeah,
on
yeah, yeah. It turns out he's a twat.
Did they get on him?
No one actually really liked him. That's why, like, they broke up anyway. He's a dickhead.
So, Joe, you're going for the 500 quid.
Oh, yeah, 500 quid. And it's genuinely an accident.
I'd go for the 500 as well. Right,
so thanks for all the questions, Lance. That is it for the bonus.
Brilliant.
Well done.
We answered some questions and questions, some answers.
I think we did. It's fair to say.
As they say in journalism.
Yeah, this is journalism.
It's not. You might be doing that side of things, but we're not.
Street journalism.
Citizen journalism.
Citizen, well, let's we'll move on from that. Yeah.
Anyway, we'll chat to you again soon. If you have any questions, send them at thestyle@goloudnow.com. And we'll get back to you if they're good.
What was the outro you decided?
Thanks for stalling.
Thanks for stalling. Yeah, go on, do it.
Thanks for stalling.
Brilliant.